Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Second Bride Down by Ginny Baird, narrated by Rachel LeBlanc. Chapter 1.
I'm going to marry Aiden Strong.
Misty Delaney stared at her best friend, May Lynn, and her sisters, Nell and Charlotte, and waited for their reaction. The four of them stood in the service area of her family's coffee shop, Bearberry Brews. Her folks and their manager, Lucas, were in the kitchen running the roaster as they all prepped to start their day. Morning sunlight poured through the windows, glinting off framed black-and-white photos capturing several of Misty's favorite majestic scenes. Charlotte gawked at her, and May Lynn pursed her lips.
"Misty, no."
Nell's hazel eyes glistened.
"Why?"
Outside the thick stucco walls of their cliffside cafe, the ocean tumbled and roared, reminding Misty of the turning tides in her life. But she was tired of floating along, ready to chart her own course.
"Because," she said, "I'm fed up with this dumb contest."
Without their parents' knowledge, the three sisters had made a wager. Whichever one of them hadn't found true love by the end of September, she'd be the one to marry their family's arch-enemy's son, Aiden, thereby merging their standalone shop, Bearberry Brews, with the larger corporation, Bearberry Coffee. And time was wasting. Today was September 10th. There were only 20 days left before Misty's parents' loan came due and they risked default, thereby losing this cafe and their family home, which they'd put up as collateral. Charlotte stroked the power crystal dangling from a leather strap around her neck.
"Fed up or not, you can't just walk on our bet."
"She's right," Nell said. "That's not how a wager works."
May Lynn spoke under her breath.
"Says the woman who's already won it."
Misty agreed. Nell had snagged her husband-to-be faster than Misty could ring up a double-shot latte with foam. Not that Charlotte and Misty weren't happy for her. They all were. Nell and Grant were a great match. Charlotte crossed her arms, and the hem of her peasant dress flounced over the tops of her tall cowgirl boots.
"Sorry, sis. One of us quitting this contest was not in the deal."
As the middle child, Charlotte was all about fairness. But sometimes people didn't play by the rules. Nell glanced toward the kitchen.
"Charlotte's right. The deal was whichever one of us didn't find true love first."
Misty frowned.
"Easy enough for you to say."
"She can say it," asserted Charlotte, "now that she and Grant are engaged."
"As published in the Seaside Daily."
Maylin's sleek, dark hair slid over her shoulders.
"Who knows?"
She raised her eyebrows at Misty.
"Maybe your news will be next."
That was another condition of their wager, that any intended nuptials be announced to the whole town via the local paper. There'd be no fake maneuvering out of marrying Aiden then. Coffee beans popped and crackled in the kitchen, and the scent of roasting coffee filled the air. Today's special was toasted almond raspberry, and its smell was enough to make a person's mouth water. If they hadn't worked here nearly every day, so had become immune to the incredible aromas that routinely filled the berry-themed coffee shop.
"My news will be next,"
Misty stated stubbornly,
"when my engagement to Aiden gets written up."
As much as Misty loved her hometown, she'd been thinking about leaving it an awful lot lately. After years of putting it off, she'd finally applied to the Rhode Island School of Design. It was probably foolish to believe that a scholarship would actually come through. At 26, she was years older than the average beginning college student. Still, the possibility lingered. And since she had her head around that option, it wasn't too huge a stretch to imagine moving clear across the Atlantic to marry some super wealthy individual who could save her whole family from financial ruin. May Lynn nudged her.
"But what about school?
I'm sure there are tons of places I can go over there."
Misty whispered back before adding loudly for her sister's benefit.
once I'm married and rich.
And anyway, it was just for 5 years. That was the deal the two moms had struck. There was some technicality about both families being able to divide their common property after that. Charlotte scoffed.
I don't think that's been decided.
Misty's jaw tensed. Charlotte liked telling other people what to do, but not this time.
Oh, I think it has.
Misty,
Malin said, pleading,
it's too soon to give up. You could still find your one and only, your fated match. Think of love. Think of destiny. There's not a ton of time before your parents' loan comes due, but probably enough. Just look at Nell.
Everyone did, and she blushed.
She landed Grant in only a week.
Nell's color deepened, a diamond engagement ring glimmering on her left hand. That had been a feat, especially for quiet-natured Nell.
I'm not giving up.
Misty straightened her spine.
I'm being proactive.
She slipped her cell phone into her jeans pocket and sighed. The slew of incoming text messages had only made her more certain about her decision. Word had gotten around Majestic about the bet she and her sisters had made, and Misty's exes had come out of the woodwork, several volunteering to relieve her of the burden of marrying Aiden in favor of marrying them. Sadly, every one of her exes was the wrong guy for her. Misty hadn't realized how hard it would be to find the perfect husband. She'd never exactly tried before, and had somehow thought it would come a whole lot easier than it had. She guessed she wasn't ready for the real thing. Not a super serious relationship, anyway. The now-forever kind. She'd never met a guy she could imagine spending eternity with, so a placeholder marriage of convenience to bail out the family could work just fine. Nell's cheeks sagged, her face an image of their dad's when he worried. Only his complexion was ruddy, while Nell's freckled skin was pale like her sister's and their mom's.
Oh, hon, you deserve your happiness, too.
Her lower lip quivered.
I thought we'd all agreed.
Agreed to what?
A male voice asked. Misty's gaze jerked toward the kitchen. Lucas Reyes stood in the doorway, his arms loaded with coffee bags.
It's, nothing.
Nothing?
Lucas's dark eyebrows arched above his intense gray eyes.
Is this about that deal you three made?
What deal is that?
Their mom, Grace, asked, peering over Lucas's shoulder. Bob Delaney chimed in from behind them with his faint Irish lilt.
If anybody's going to be making deals around here, they best be good ones.
The trio spilled into the service area behind the counter, and Misty's dad glanced around the room.
Daughters?
He asked with a disapproving frown.
Is something going on?
No,
Misty answered, maybe too quickly. Her mom blew out a breath, sending a tendril of her graying hair spiraling.
Girls, she sighed. Please don't say that your silly bet is back on.
Their dad set his hands on his hips and scolded Nell.
I thought we got all of that settled after your situation with Grant.
It is settled,
Nell said.
Extra settled,
Charlotte concurred.
We were just, planning Nell's surprise wedding.
Shower.
Malin improvised.
Which,
she grimaced at Misty,
is not such a surprise anymore.
How super.
Nell grinned and ran her fingers through her long auburn curls.
Thanks, guys.
Their dad smiled at Malin.
Oh, nice. Did you think of it?
It,
she gave Misty the side eye.
Was Misty's idea, actually?
Misty gaped at Malin, then refocused.
Yep.
She grinned at her folks.
Sure was.
A party for Nell wasn't a bad thought. She totally earned it.
But it's more like an engagement celebration.
she said, since no wedding date's been set yet.
Lucas's gaze swept over Misty as he walked to the shelves by the register, and her heart thumped. Lucas had a strange way of seeing through her, even when she thought she was being craftily evasive.
A party, he said as he began stocking the coffee shelves. That's sweet.
Misty blinked at him, wondering if he'd figured her out. He seemed to guess that she and her sisters and Maylin were covering something up.
We thought so.
Will that be before or after your trip?
He asked, finishing his task.
Wait, what?
Misty's pulse stuttered. So he had overheard some of their conversation from the kitchen. The question was how much, and whether he would blab. But Lucas was generally chill, so hopefully not.
What trip?
Her folks asked, their words overlapping.
No trip. Yet.
Maylin raced to the rescue.
Misty's just been thinking of traveling. A bit.
Charlotte pulled a convincingly concerned face.
But we said now's not a great time.
Righto.
Their dad checked his watch.
Probably best not to dash off anywhere at the moment.
He chuckled warmly.
Opening in 5.
Charlotte strapped on her apron.
This discussion's not over, she murmured.
From Misty's view, it was, though. Nell adjusted her knitted scarf as she pranced by, heading for her office.
Far from it.
Nell did their accounting while Charlotte was their marketing guru. Misty ran the register and made coffee, and she was pretty much over both things. Lucas went to help Maylin by righting the upturned chairs that had been set on the tables and sliding them into place. All the while, he kept sending Misty questioning looks. Charlotte stood beside Misty, unloading paper packages filled with the fresh baked goods and tidily arranging them in the glass-fronted pastry case.
You can't just call off our wager, you know,
she said softly to Misty.
Not without giving things a try.
Misty kept her voice down, too.
I have tried. I mean, really try. With your whole heart. Oh, you mean like you've been doing, Charlotte?
Charlotte rolled her eyes.
I've been exploring my options. So have I, which has led me to believe there's nobody meant for me here.
No one?
Charlotte shook her head.
In all of Majestic? Nope.
Did she imagine it, or did Lucas's neck redden?
Well, then maybe you haven't been looking in the right places? Oh, I've looked plenty.
Misty punched her access code into the register and began loading the cash drawer with bills after counting them out, the weight of her ponytail swinging behind her. She'd just changed the pink streak in her chestnut-colored hair to purple and liked this look better. She might try green next to match the thorny green stem on the rose tattoo on the underside of her wrist. Life was like that. Thorny. And her sister's interference prickled at her more often than she liked.
You're not the boss of me, Charlotte. Spoken like a 10-year-old.
Misty stuck her tongue out at her annoying middle sister.
Charlotte loved being in charge.
She'd even told Misty which game piece to be when they'd played board games as kids. Like, Misty couldn't decide things for herself. She wasn't that much younger than Charlotte. Only 2 years, and 4 years younger than Nell. Charlotte huffed.
It's London, Misty, not Portland, and you've never even been out of Maine.
She'd moved on from banana muffins to orange and blueberry scones. There were molasses cookies, too, and fat, round ones labeled pumpkin spice that looked delicious. Misty might sneak some of those later. Charlotte and Nell both figured Misty for a health nut, because she liked to pretend she went for morning runs and only ate organic products,
which fit in with their cafe since even the treats at Bearberry Brews were made from all-natural ingredients. Misty had further encouraged their mistaken perception by fibbing about her penchant for healthy morning smoothies. She'd never been big into smoothies, but Nell and Charlotte didn't need to know that. Misty enjoyed having her little secrets, no matter how minor they were, and it was hard to keep secrets around her family. Only Maylin knew about RISD, and she'd promised Misty she wouldn't tell.
Yeah? So? She said about getting out of Majestic. Then maybe it's time.
Maybe so. That sneaky gleam in Charlotte's dark blue eyes meant she was up to something.
Or maybe not.
Lucas?
Their dad called from the kitchen.
Will you get the door?
Sure thing. He made his way to the front of the store and flipped over the sign that said open on one side and closed on the other, then unlocked the door with his keys. There wasn't a line forming, but it was almost 7, so their regular patrons would filter in shortly. Maylin took up her spot behind the counter, double-checking equipment and supplies. Charlotte did the same before switching on 2 coffee machines, one for their regular house brew and the other for decaf. They kept their cold brew in a small fridge behind the counter. A separate station with creamers, sugar packs, napkins, and coffee stirrers stood nearby. Lucas passed Misty, his arm grazing her elbow as she tied her apron strings behind her.
You and I?
He nodded toward the storeroom.
Need to talk.
What, now?
The door chime rang, and an older couple entered the cafe bundled up in sweaters. The McIntyres owned the nearby market and stopped in for coffee every morning before opening their shop. Lucas waved at the pair before whispering,
"As soon as you get a break."
Chapter 2. It was all Lucas could do to keep his mind on his work until Misty got that break. He was supposed to be inventorying the storeroom, but kept losing track by resetting his hand scanner each time he peered through the kitchen and out toward the register where Misty stood.
Misty's leaving Majestic? To marry Aiden Strong? No way. Not happening.
His heart burned in his chest.
Not if I can help it.
Misty was smart. Maybe she'd listen to reason. He could try to talk her out of it. By what? Admitting that he'd worshipped her forever? No, that would completely freak her out. But he had. Ever since he'd started working odd jobs for Mr. Delaney after his dad died in that fishing accident when he was 14. His school nurse mom had needed the money, so she'd taken a second job at a bakery. His younger brother, Ramon, was destined for college, she was sure. Mr. Delaney was a good man. Steadfast and kind. He'd sensed Lucas's predicament in wanting to help his mom put food on the table and had paid him to deliver coffee to local businesses. When Lucas had turned 15, he'd trained him on the register. Misty was 1 year younger than him and came in to help out at the cafe sometimes. When Lucas first saw her, his heart had caught in his throat. He'd only been 14, but he'd never seen anyone so beautiful or met anyone as determined. Misty's parents and sisters often made plans for her, but she tended to go her own way, just like she had when she'd gotten that nose stud and her rose tattoo. She was energetic and fun, and the high school guys had clamored around her, while Lucas had quietly stepped aside. Waiting, hoping that his turn might someday come. He thought of asking her out in high school, but Joe got there first. Then Misty began dating Richard. There was never much of a break between her many boyfriends, but obviously none of them had been right for her. Otherwise, she wouldn't have kept looking. What Lucas wouldn't give to have her send one tiny glimpse his way. But Misty didn't see him like that. She never had. At least they got along as friends. That was something. But not enough. not if she was now intent on moving to London. How could she even consider it? Misty was a homebody. What she knew and loved was majestic. Fine if she wanted to travel. He'd take her anywhere in the world she wanted to go, as long as it wasn't to England to marry Aiden. He ran a hand through his hair, his frustration building. He should have known something was up from the very first day of this month when he'd caught the three Delaney sisters huddled together in this storeroom, like they were plotting something big. And they had been, obviously. The three of them could claim one of them marrying Aiden was their mom's idea all they wanted, but they'd been the ones who decided to go along with it. Apparently, the Strong family and the Delaneys hadn't been on speaking terms for many years, thanks to an underhanded trick John Strong had played on Bob Delaney. Strong had obtained international distribution rights to Bearberry Coffee while leaving his old partner and friend with nothing besides this standalone cafe, Bearberry Brews. The Strongs had gone on to make their fortune after that, while the Delaneys struggled to get by. It wasn't until after Old Man Strong died that his widow decided to reach out to the girl's mom in hopes of making amends. Mrs. Delaney visited London, and the two moms concocted a ludicrous plan about Aiden marrying one of the Delaney sisters in order to reunite the businesses. At first, Misty and her sisters had been opposed to the idea. Then, very plainly, they changed their minds. They'd all been in a race not to marry Aiden ever since, knowing that one of them would ultimately have to do it. And Misty's what? Caving? Throwing in the towel? Why?
You wanted to talk?
His chin jerked up, and there she was, standing on the threshold to the storeroom. Heavy mascara lined her big hazel eyes, the ones that drove him so crazy. They were brownish-green, and her forest-colored apron brought out their mossy hues. Lucas set down the scanner he'd been using to tally up supplies.
Yeah, I did.
Misty peered over her shoulder as more patrons poured into the cafe.
I probably just have a minute.
Yeah, he figured that. He wedged his hands into his jeans pockets.
About what you said out there.
Were you eavesdropping?
She gasped.
From the kitchen?
Eavesdropping, no, but I overheard something you said.
His gut tightened. It sounded an awful lot like you decided to marry Aiden.
Misty's mouth fell open, but then she closed it.
Shh! She shut the door behind her.
Please don't say anything to my folks. They can't know, okay? Not until it's all sewn up.
Misty, are you kidding me?
He gestured with his hands.
You moving to London? What? How did this happen?
Well, it's not happening yet.
She folded her arms in front of her.
And won't happen at all if Charlotte, Nell, and Maylin have anything to say about it.
Maybe you should listen to your sisters and your best friend.
Maybe they should mind their own business.
Bearberry Brews is kind of their business, and so are you.
Me?
Yeah, Misty, you, because people around here care about you.
He swallowed past the raw knot in his throat.
I care, too, and I don't want you doing this.
Misty moaned.
Too, Lucas. Seriously?
Nobody wants you making a rash decision.
It's not rash. I've thought it over carefully.
Oh, really? Since when?
Oh, since...
Misty stared up at the ceiling and then back at him.
Yesterday.
Wait. So the day after Nell and Grant became engaged?
What?
She tried to look guileless, but failed.
Oh, yeah, right. It was. But I didn't think of it like that.
She frowned.
Exactly.
Misty and her sisters were super close, always there for each other in good times and in bad. Nell's happiness over her engagement to Grant had been contagious. She'd come running into the cafe, all grins and flashing around the big rock Grant had gotten her. It had been impossible not to get swept up in her joy. Lucas had felt the buzz, too. Misty scowled.
I'm not jealous of Nell for winning first, if that's what you're thinking.
He wasn't. Misty wasn't the jealous sort. She was caring, though, and worried a lot about her older sisters, even though they probably weren't aware of it.
The timing just seems coincidental, that's all.
She heaved a sigh and her shoulders sank.
What am I supposed to do, Lucas? It's down to me and Charlotte now, and Charlotte can't go to London. What would Mom and Dad do without her? Where would the business be without her?
It was true Charlotte's marketing talents had bailed the cafe out before. When things had seemed bleak financially, she'd always found them a way. Some glitzy new promo like 2-for-1 latte sundaes and frappy hour to drive up business during the late afternoon lull. Unfortunately, she hadn't been able to think up a quick fix for her parents' current bank loan problem. Lucas was still a little stunned she'd agreed to the anti-marrying Aiden bet along with her sisters. But not half as surprised as he was to learn Misty had jumped in on it, too.
She could probably still keep her hand in things from over there.
No, because her contacts are here,
Misty said stubbornly.
Charlotte knows everyone in Majestic, from the managing editor at the Seaside Daily to every last advertiser in town, and they all totally love her. I'm not sure she'd be able to arrange so many of her great deals at huge discounts from a distance. She has a way about her in person.
I'll concede Charlotte's persuasive.
Well, she's not persuading me to change my mind.
He edged closer.
Maybe I can persuade you then?
Misty sighed.
Lucas, please.
It's not like you've got to give up today, anyway. It's only the 10th. September's still got 20 more days left.
Misty set her hands on her hips.
Oh, and you think that's a good thing? Drawing this whole situation out even more? It's unfair and anxiety-producing to let this go on, Lucas. Why drag this stupid bet out when there's such an easy way to stop it?
By you marrying Aiden and moving to London,
he said deadpan.
Yes.
Look, this is your decision.
Lucas softened his tone.
But, hey, if you want to talk later.
I won't,
she said, but emotion flickered in her eyes and he could tell she was tempted to spill. Misty often claimed she didn't want to tell him things, before she wound up doing that anyway. He didn't mind being her sounding board. He'd listen to Misty any day.
In any case, he shrugged, I'm here.
She considered him a moment, but her expression was appreciative and not adoring, more like she counted on him as a big brother or a trusted cousin. Not exactly the sort of vibe he wanted to elicit.
You've always had my back, haven't you?
Never doubt it.
She exhaled slowly and rolled back her shoulders.
Thanks, Lucas.
Just promise me one thing.
He closed the rest of the gap between them and took her hands. Her trusting look shot a searing hot arrow straight through his chest. If only she trusted him more, as someone more significant to her, someone she might open her heart up to.
But, no, that was asking too much.
What's that?
That you'll sleep on this. Give this whole I'm marrying Aiden idea 24 hours to sink in. If you still feel the same way tomorrow, and man, how he hoped she wouldn't, then I'm with you 100%. I want what you want, Misty, and if you decide that's London,
he said bravely, although his heart was breaking.
Then London it is.
He took some small comfort in the fact that it wouldn't be a real marriage, more like in name only. Still, that would chew up 5 good years of Misty's life before she'd be free again. Maybe even free.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?